Even before the death of Andy Lopez, relations between law enforcement and some community members in parts of Southwest Santa Rosa were strained, sometimes worse. So the first of the three subcommittees was directed to face that issue head on.
The charge of our subcommittee was to review and determine different type of community policing strategies that can be recommended here locally.
Sylvia Lemus chairs the Community Policing Subcommittee, which has prepared a list of 7 rather meaty recommendations addressing multiple aspects of outreach and engagement, training, and even hiring. One obvious need, she says, is for greater diversity among patrol officers.
One of the things that we did in our subcommittee is we looked at the 2000 federal EEOC recommendations. So we took the recommendations line by line to make sure that they were in one way or another reflected in our recommendations. Some of our recommendations are around hiring and training. And around hiring, we're making recommendations that the law enforcement agencies hire more Latinos and more women. There actually was a workforce diversity report, human resources. And part of the report, there was a EEO plan that the county has to increase the numbers of Latinos and women in law enforcement, specifically deputy sheriff positions. The report indicated that deputy sheriff position had the lowest number of Latinos and women represented in the workforce.
And in what may be their most controversial recommendation, Lemus' subcommittee is also calling for policies that give priority to alternatives to the use of force, whatever possible.
Some of the things that we're recommending is instead of taking action, maybe stepping away. Sometimes the right step is stepping away from whatever is occurring, like a de-escalation. Another thing that we're looking at is one of the chiefs of police that we spoke to had said that in his jurisdiction, if they do use force where they have to use a gun, that they would take 2 shots and then reassess the situation. So that might be something that they might look at here locally too.
The Community Policing Subcommittee also supported having officers wear body cameras and offered suggestions for the policies that would govern their use.
They requested our input, and we gave our input. And then in December, the sheriff's office went back to the board and asked for the money to purchase all the cameras. And at that time, they submitted their draft recommendation. We had already given input and our feedback into what we thought was important to include in the draft. And we didn't find any of our feedback reflected in that. We were a little perplexed by that. And since that's one of the items that we keep hearing from the public, that's important. And on a national level, you hear body-worn cameras are important and it's important to have a correct policy. So we decided to make recommendations to the body-worn camera policy.
That has been a late addition to their list of recommendations, so late that the final language is still being drafted. It will be added to the list as soon as it is finalized, probably sometime next week. Lemus recognizes that some of her subcommittee suggestions may face some resistance or complications in getting implemented. To minimize that, she says, they've sought to follow pre-existing models as much as possible.
There's some things that jurisdictions are already doing that Lexapol is the agency that approves a lot of the policies in law enforcement. And some of the things that we are recommending have already been approved by Lexapol through other agencies. So those things may be easily adaptable here.
Tomorrow, we look at the work of the Community Engagement and Healing Subcommittee. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.